Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone.
Today on Route 51, we catch up with those who walk alone on the boulevards of broken dreams this cold January in north central Wisconsin, as we look at the homelessness in our communities from the perspective of the people who run the shelters and warming centers and deal with the problem on a personal level every day. I'm Glenn Moberg. Our guest this morning, Deacon Brian Hiltz of Catholic Charities, which runs a warming center on Wausau's west side, a shelter which serves as a lifeline for about 20 people on these cold, unforgiving nights. Also, Lieutenant Melinda Tripp, a Corps officer with the Salvation Army of Wausau, which also provides shelter and help for the homeless. And joining us by telephone from Stevens Point, Patty Cahill, the Director of Community Impact for the United Way of Portage County. As always, we'd like to hear from you. Do you believe we're doing enough to help the homeless in our communities? Does it shock you to find out that in frigid north central Wisconsin, we have people with no place to go living in our parks and under our bridges? What about the veterans who are homeless in America, or the people who have lost everything because of unemployment or foreclosure? Maybe you personally know someone who has experienced homelessness, or maybe you've experienced homelessness yourself. If you think you can add to the conversation, we welcome you to join it. Our lines are open at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Deacon Brian Hiltz, Lieutenant Melinda Tripp, and Patty Cahill, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And Patty, you're with us in Stevens Point?
I am.
All right, very good. Let me start with you, Brian. Tell us about the Catholic Charities and that warming center that you operate in Wausau.
Catholic Charities runs a warming center in La Crosse and a homeless shelter in Eau Claire. And the United Way of Marathon County formed a homeless and housing coalition, housing and homelessness coalition, about 18 months ago now. And one of the initial needs that was identified by the coalition was a warming center for people in our community who were ineligible for other types of shelter programs for various reasons. So Catholic Charities, having experience in running that type of a center in the La Crosse area, stepped forward and said, you know, we will take on that responsibility. Mm-hmm. At the time, I wasn't an employee of Catholic Charities, but now I am. So I'm more directly in overseeing the warming center. Our coordinator does a great job. It's involving lots of volunteers. And what we do is we open at about 7 o'clock at night, and anybody is welcome to come into our warming center. They check in. We secure their personal belongings for them so they don't have to worry about people taking things or going through their things. Volunteers bring in a meal. We have a shower facility this year so people can get cleaned up, take a nice warm shower. We have a laundry facility. They rest for the night. There's a breakfast provided, and then they're on with their day the next day.
So you actually, they have to leave in the morning. Why is that?
Well, we are not a place where people can reside. We are strictly open during the cold weather months to provide a safe place to people to get out of the elements, try to help them get back on their feet. Some of our guests have daytime jobs that they go to, but they just haven't been able to accumulate enough money to maybe make a security deposit, first month, last month rent, that
right.
kind of thing.
How many people do you see every night?
During the later parts of November and early December, we were up to near capacity in the low 20s. Our capacity is 25. Over the holidays and this real cold weather, our numbers have actually declined a bit. We speculate that our guests who had been coming have been able to find some charitable hearts during the season
right.
With friends and family, and hopefully they're able to, you know, get some more permanent housing established.
Well, let me give out your website for people who might be looking for more information. It's cclsc.org, correct?
CCLSE.org. warmingcenter.org.
And that's the Catholic Charities, and the phone number if you're looking to reach people at the Warming Center or volunteer. You need volunteers.
Absolutely.
715-849-3311. That's 715-849-3311. Lieutenant Melinda Tripp, tell us how the Salvation Army is addressing the problem of homelessness.
Our program is, our shelter is a 90-day transitional living program where when they check in, they have 30 days, and then they're met with a case manager, and they go over their goals. What has brought them into this situation? What can we do to help get them out of the situation? And so on. What steps do we need to take? And then they're also involved in job searches, and the NTC mm-hmm. has a computer lab learning center in our building, which they are able to utilize, in which they can do basic classes. They can get their GED. They can do some basic education, job searches, things like that.
And so they can stay with you for what, for 90 days?
Yeah, up to 90 days.
How many people can you take care of?
We have 32 beds, 20 men's beds, 6 women's, and 6 in the family dorm. Up to a family of 6 can stay in there.
How many kids do you see?
It depends on the family that's in at the time, how many children they have. We can have, you know, a single parent with 5 children, a couple with 2, 3, 4 children.
Is it just one family that you can take in at a time, or more than that?
Yes, we only have one family dorm right now, which is one of the problems we see.
Is what you can provide, is that adequate for the people in Wausau? Are there people who just have no place to go?
Oh, it's absolutely not adequate. We definitely need more family sheltering in Wausau.
Okay. I take it you're probably looking for volunteers as well?
Yes, we can always use volunteers, and our volunteer director has all of the volunteer opportunities available, which would be Colleen Hilber.
Okay. Well, let me give your website out. Mm-hmm. It's sawausau.org, sawausau.org, and the number is 715-845-4272. That's 715-845-4272. For the United Way, not the United Way, rather, but the Salvation Army of Wausau.
Yes.
And moving to the United Way, Patty Cahill, you're kind of an umbrella organization, so you deal with a lot of other organizations that deal with this problem. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, you know, one of, I think, our main roles as a United Way is to try to keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the community. And homelessness is certainly one of those things that we are concerned about and that we track on a regular basis. So in Stevens Point and Portage County, we all of our shelters, for the most part, are in Stevens Point. However, we do have some transitional housing outside of the Stevens Point area in more rural areas.
What shelters are available? What are we talking about?
We have some. So we have the Salvation Army, our Hope Center. That has capacity for 34 people. We are currently at capacity at that facility. We have 17 singles and 17 individuals that are members of a family, so that includes children. Currently at the Salvation Army, as of at least yesterday, and those numbers are fluid, you know, they change, they can change pretty quickly. But as of yesterday, we had 8 children as part of those 34 folks staying at the Salvation Army.
That's got to be so tough to have kids who have to stay at a shelter like that.
You know, I think it's one of the things that the community is probably most surprised about is the number of kids that are homeless, not only in Portage County, but in all counties. You know, in our Stevens Point area public schools has a homeless student liaison, in fact, to help work with homeless students. And so, you know, you've got an issue when you have there are certain mm-hmm. things that happen when a kid is displaced, I think, when a child is displaced and not in a permanent situation. So we are very fortunate, I think, to have shelters. So most, we believe that in Portage County, we don't have anyone currently unsheltered that's homeless, which is good, you know, a very positive thing. We also have the Family Crisis Center, which is another facility to help folks.
You have situations where women have to leave abusive relationships and find a place to stay at night.
Yeah, it's for women and men that would be subject to domestic abuse, as well as push-out teens. We have a unique situation here in Portage County where our Family Crisis Center serves both. Currently,
what's a push-out teen? A push-out teen is someone who's been pushed out of the house by their parents?
Or for whatever reason isn't staying at home. And it may be, and a lot of times they're temporary situations.
Do you think you have enough beds in Stevens Point to handle the problem? You mentioned that you think you're housing everyone right now, but I'm wondering if long-term it's sufficient to meet the needs.
Well, you know, I think it's one of the things that we certainly are always looking at. We are having discussions in Portage County similar to what they had in Marathon County that resulted in the warming shelter. You know, that's always a concern. Is there is a certain population that is harder to find temporary housing for or transitional housing for? And so in our situation, you know, we have some folks that Salvation Army is not able to accept people that are actively using drugs or are under the influence of alcohol or individuals that are sex offenders. And so those are always difficult situations, especially when you look at these cold temperatures. You know, we need to find places to keep people safe.
And your website, Patty, is UnitedWayPOCO.org. That's the POCO stands for Portage County. UnitedWayPOCO, all one word, .org.
Exactly. Yep.
Let's go to the phones, 1-800-780-9742. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-800-780-9742. We have Chris from the city of Adams, and according to my computer, Chris, you're in a transitional situation right now, and you have been homeless.
Yeah, I actually was living under a transformer in downtown Milwaukee for 4 days a long time ago and figured out that that wasn't going to work. I'm a smart person. I was supposed to get a graduate doctoral program at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and I filed a civil rights complaint, and they took my whole life away from me, including my home and all of my stuff. And I'm still trying to deal with those jerks.
Well, let's not talk about the specifics of your situation.
What I want to talk about is because I'm a smart person and I've been in these various situations, I've been victimized horribly by the authorities, by the police. And I just went through a situation in Poinette where they gave me $2,500 worth of tickets to get me out of a church that was giving me sanctuary because they didn't want me in the neighborhood. And they confiscated my dog illegally and confiscated my cats illegally, and my dog died. And the police just treat you like hell. They violate the Constitution right left and upside down, and it's a really, really horrible thing for people that don't have access to any legal help because you don't have any money to have to put up with them harassing you. And I called their attorney, and I said, this is fascist.
Well, Chris, do you think this is a common behavior by law enforcement and by the police toward the homeless?
Yes, and when I was living in Madison, and I was actually in a room in Madison, I kept getting arrested because I was calling the police because I was being assaulted by the other people that were living there and being robbed by them. And eventually, they tried to set me up as being a drug dealer, and they stuck the SWAT team on me. And there was this thing passed around the Madison Police Department that I was dangerous and a drug dealer and stuff, and I was like, I'm not doing any of that.
Chris, what are your options right now?
Okay, I'm living in my van, and a very, very wonderful disabled veteran who went through homelessness himself finally got his VA benefits, and he bought a farm, and he's allowing me to park my trailer on the farm. And I'm going to sit here and work on getting the university system to cough up what they owe me and get my house back and stuff if I can do that. So that's where I'm at. But I just wanted to address the issue of the police.
All right. You've made your point, and we're going to get a response from our guests. And good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Let me move to Brian Hiltz, the deacon who's working with Catholic Charities, because, Brian, you're a former police officer. You work for the Wausau Police Department, and you just heard what Chris from the city of Adams said. And, you know, if you listen to old music, old hobo songs by Woody Guthrie, he's always complaining about the police harassing the hobos and the down and out. Is that something that still happens on police departments, or was your experience, I hope it was, different than that?
Well, my experience certainly was different. In fact, my passion for helping the homeless roots back to my days as a rookie, if you want to say, a new police officer working the night shift in the city of Wausau. And we would come across, myself and my fellow patrol officers would come across people, generally men, in our community who didn't have a home and were unsheltered, and for various reasons were ineligible for the homeless shelters that we had in the community at that time. We kind of went out of our way, actually, to try to find a warm place for them where they could keep out of the elements. There's some creative officers that would find places that we could help these folks get to, where they could get out of the wind, get out of the rain if it was raining, and kind of make it through the night till the library opened and the other public places opened up. I certainly can't comment about Chris's experience. It's unfortunate if she had a negative experience. It sounds like in her view, it's been pretty bad, and that's not too great. But I think our officers, at least in Marathon County, work well with the Salvation Army in our community. They work well with us. They'll bring us homeless guests after hours. That's one of the only ways you can get into our shelter after 8 o'clock at night. So we have a great working relationship with the police department and the sheriff's department. And
Unusual, at least from all the people I've met, you're the only that is a compliment. You're the only person I've met who's a former cop who is now a deacon who's running a warming center in a community like Wausau. And I'm wondering if your experience as a police officer has colored your perceptions of this problem and helped you relate better to it.
Well, I think, police officers have the opportunity to be involved in people's lives generally when bad things are happening to them. And after a while, in order to cope with seeing that kind of tragedy over time, you can get a bit callous towards it. I think our local police departments do a good job of training their officers and providing support for their officers to allow for them to continue to have empathy and compassion for people. There are a couple other deacons in the diocese who are actually ex-police officers as well. The overlap is a desire to serve God's people, and you could serve God's people in probably infinite numbers of ways. One of them is protecting them and keeping them safe. Like a police officer would do, and trying to provide structure and organization to the society. Certainly my role at Catholic Charities isn't strictly just the warming center. We have adoption
right.
services. We have financial advocacy programs. We have immigration services. It's all about helping people in both professions.
And Patty Cahill, you've run some seminars or listening sessions in Portage County, or you've been involved with them through the United Way, and you've had law enforcement as part of those.
Not as part of that. What we do involve and I will first tell you that my impression is that the relationship between our shelters and law enforcement and the commitment to helping people in times of need in Portage County with our sheriff's department as well as our police department is nothing short of remarkable at their commitment to help. So we have not experienced, my impression is that you would not hear those kinds of comments that we heard from Chris from someone here in Portage County, that I think they really bend over backwards to try to help people, just like the deacon.
And Melinda Tripp, you're nodding in agreement right now?
Yes. In my experience, my husband and I have been at the Salvation Army in Wausau for just under 2 years now, and I think the relationship with the police department has been wonderful. They go out of their way to seek shelter for the individuals that they find out on the streets or in the park just to try to get them safe and warm. And I haven't seen the negativity towards them from the police here in Wausau, at least.
Well, I want to play a short news story, a tape that I put together on Monday at the Warming Center in Wausau, which gives you an idea of what it's like when you're homeless and it's 25 below zero outside.
This is the kind of cold that burns your nostrils and hurts your eyes. It's the kind of cold that shuts down schools and even retail businesses. And for the homeless here on the streets of Wausau, it can be deadly.
By the time I walked two blocks, I had ice in my mustache, eyelashes.
George Wood is a volunteer at the Catholic Charity Shelter, which takes care of about 20 homeless people every night.
We have to have something like this, otherwise we're going to be having a lot of homeless people deceased. I go up under the bridges and the parks and things like that. Sometimes I'll take hats, gloves, hand warmers, toe warmers.
Oh, he's freezing. Ah.
26-year-old Kevin Cochran came here from Florida and ended up on the street. He is not used to 25 below zero.
If we didn't have places like this, I'm pretty sure that most people would just freeze outside to death under the bridges. So pretty important.
What puts you in a position where you have to use a shelter like this?
Oh, I can't find any work. Nobody wants to give anybody any interviews or chances.
How long have you been looking?
About 5 months now.
Harry, in his 80s, says he's too embarrassed about his situation to let us use his last name.
It would be wonderful if all of the churches that open their doors to the homeless and they're freezing outside, they could do that. And other public buildings, too, really, you know, they should open their doors up to them so they don't freeze to death.
At 11 a.m., Harry and Kevin are back on the frozen streets, waiting for the bus that takes them across town to the Salvation Army shelter, while the volunteers at Catholic Charities get ready for the next night shift. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News. And Deacon Brian Hiltz, Lieutenant Melinda Tripp, these are people that I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yes. Absolutely, yep.
And listening to Kevin, the 26-year-old man from Wausau, he told us he traveled there to be closer to his son. And despite looking for work for 5 months, he can't find a job. Now he finds himself out on the street. Unemployment is really the crux of this problem, isn't it?
Oftentimes, the reason people are unsheltered or homeless in one of our shelters is because they don't have enough income to provide for themselves. And one of the things that I see leading to that is an inability to get to and from job opportunities. So, for example, I had a guest that stayed in the Warming Center here in Wausau who was working in a restaurant as a bus person or a kitchen help. I'm not exactly sure. But in order for him to work at this restaurant, which is located in an adjoining municipality, it was about a three-mile walk.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our bus system runs from 6 in the morning to 6 at night, and he would have evening shifts at the restaurant. So there really wasn't any transportation available to him. So we do have some guests who have job opportunities and job skills, but they don't have a way to get there and get back.
Well, it was a big push of the Naomi organization that a number of religious leaders in town were and are involved in to get bus service up and running in the city of Wausau for that very reason.
Exactly.
And in Washington right now, they're debating whether to extend long-term unemployment benefits. Our national unemployment rate is 7%. In the past, we've extended those benefits routinely until the rate falls below 5.5%. Do you think if those benefits aren't extended that we may even find more people involved in situations like this, and it's going to tax your shelters even more?
And unemployment is certainly a huge issue, and I believe that if they don't have any source of funding while they're out there looking for a job, which most of them are really looking hard, and they look every day, all day long, that's what they do is they search for a job. And if we can't have any funding for them, we're definitely going to see an increase in people seeking shelter.
We hear criticism from some people that the people who are unemployed are basically lazy, they're not looking for work, or they're drug addicts, or they're alcoholics, or, we can't extend unemployment benefits because it's going to give them a crutch and they won't look for work because of that. That, I take it, Melinda, is not your experience.
No, I mean, we absolutely have people that have addictions and have issues going on like that. But the majority of the people that we see are people that are truly wanting to better their lives and truly wanting to find a job and be able to be stable on their own. They don't want to live on the system. They want to be independent. It's a pride thing. They don't want to live by someone else's help. They want to do it themselves.
Patty Cahill, what's your experience in Stevens Point? Do most of the people who are unemployed that you run into, are they actively looking for work?
Absolutely. I think we're probably in a very similar situation as what we just heard about from Melinda. But, you know, one of the things I think that's also important is that we are seeing a number of people that may be finding work, and we also have a huge transportation issue. People think that getting the job is the hard part. Getting to the job seems to be just as hard, if not harder, in many cases. And we're challenged with those same transportation issues here in Portage County. But in addition to that, I think what is happening for a lot of people is that if they are finding work, it's part-time work and it's not at a living wage. And so, it's a vicious cycle. And we are finding, folks trying to work multiple jobs and and they're still making minimum wage or certainly less than a wage that would even bring them to the poverty level. So it's a compound issue. All of these issues are multifaceted and very compounded and not easy to solve. There's not one easy solution. If there was one easy solution, we would have found it, I think. But they're always very involved, and no one situation is the same as the next. There are educated people well-educated, well-skilled people that are still challenged trying to find work.
Patty Cahill of the United Way of Portage County, one of our guests, along with Lieutenant Melinda Tripp of the Salvation Army of Wausau and Deacon Brian Hiltz of Catholic Charities of Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg. We're talking about the problem of homelessness in north central Wisconsin on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We invite you to join the conversation at 1-800-780-9742. Don in Wausau, hang on. You've been waiting patiently. We'll get to your phone call right after this short break.
Go and do an all-night cafe. Grab somebody's dirty old cup. Walk right up to the hot water boiler and fill that sucker up. Then you add some ketchup, salt and Tabasco. Sure smells good to me. Then slurpity slurp, you suck it up. It's warm and it's free. Oh, warm and free, warm and free. That's all it takes to get a hold on me, warm and free.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs. Businesses like Madison Gas and Electric, Al Johnson Swedish Restaurant, and Rittenhouse play a huge role in the success of WPR. For more information, go to WPR.org/sponsor.
Support also comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum. Enigmatic glass artwork by Wisconsin native David Hutchthausen, along with contemporary jewelry and vessels fashioned from precious metals and stones, comprise two new exhibitions on view through January 19th. More at lywam.org.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road. A hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Well, Woody Guthrie recorded that song back in the 30s. Some things haven't changed for some people. We're talking about the problem of homelessness in north central Wisconsin in this frigid 25 below zero weather. I'm Glenn Moberg. Our guest today, Deacon Brian Hiltz of Catholic Charities, which operates a warming center on the city of Wausau's west side. Also, Lieutenant Melinda Tripp of the Wausau Salvation Army. And joining us from Stevens Point, we have Patty Cahill. She is the Director of Community Impact for the United Way of Portage County. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to Don in Wausau, who's been waiting patiently. Don, you're on Route 51.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. I'm a I'm a volunteer at the Wasson Warming Center, and I'm retired. I've been retired now for about 11 years, and I didn't know really what to expect by volunteering down there. And with Brian, with Deacon Brian and Diane Borkart down there, I mean, they're just two awesome people to overlook and make sure everything's going right. But I really enjoy working there. In fact, it was just there last night. We had like 18 people. And I've learned so much from these people. I mean, I look at it when I leave that place, I'm so blessed with what I have. And those people have so much to offer. And I just go out of there on a high when I leave that place. But like I said, I really, I've been there. I started in November, and I think last night was like my 10th or 11th time for volunteering. And we need more volunteers. And working with these two people, they're just awesome. And I hope we get more volunteers. They need the volunteers later on in the night. During the, like I usually work from about 6:30 till 8:30. I do what they call intake. I give the people clothes, whatever they need. And I just feel so blessed that I can do that.
Don, thanks so much for the phone call. And I want to give those phone numbers out again. Catholic Charities, you can reach their warming center at 715-849-3311. That's 715-849-3311. And the website is cclse.org. That's cclse.org. And the Salvation Army, their phone number for their shelter is 715-845-4272. 845-4272, or their website, sawasa.org. That's SA as in Salvation Army, WASA, all one word, .org. And we're also talking with representatives of the United Way at Portage County. Their website is UnitedWayPOCO.org, UnitedWayPOCO.org.
This is Patty. I just wanted to say that if there is someone in the Portage County area that is looking for help with shelter, they should really call our emergency services number, and I'm happy to share that number.
Please share that with us right now.
Sure. It's 715-344-7438, and that's an organization that kind of triages our basic needs services, food, shelter, clothing, those types of things. So if someone is looking for shelter or has issues with regard to that, that's the number to call.
All right. Thanks so much. And, Don, thanks so much for the phone call. We want to move on now to Ray in Rhinelander. Ray, you're on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Thank you. And I'm really glad that these people are on explaining the situation of what's going on in this whole country. It amazes me that we can spend all this money on appropriations for large corporations, war machines, the whole bit. I don't want to get into that heavily, but as soon as somebody needs help in this country, they do everything they can with lip service to cut benefits, and they just won't distribute things. But, you know, it's got to change. But besides that, I want to compliment the Salvation Army and the rest of you people on all what you're doing. Like when Katrina hit, Salvation Army was the first group there. The Wausau area has been very good in a variety of ways with rehab and everything else. I worked as a drug and alcohol counselor for many years ago. I saw what was needed in those arenas. But here's the point, and my final point I'm trying to make. There's a stigma to the homeless does not apply. You know, a lot of people think that they have mental health issues, they're drunks, they're addicts. Yeah, there's some of that. But there's reasons for why people evolve into these positions. And the general public needs to look at what's going on. Like, I know people, I know young couples that really need help. No fault of their own. They're trying to work. They're just, it's the math. There's just not enough opportunities in this country for people to improve their lives. And some people fall short on the sidelines. And we need to help them, you know?
Ray,
and
thanks so much for the phone call. Let me get a reaction from our guests. Brian Hiltz?
Well, Ray, thank you for your compliments. We in this business don't hear that all the time, so we certainly appreciate your compliments. Yeah, I mean, certainly there are a few people that fall into that stereotypic category, but I think Don's comments as a volunteer at the Warming Center is what I hear almost all the time from our volunteers. When they get to know our guests, and I suspect this is the same situation, Melinda's nodding her head with her volunteers at the Salvation Army. When they get to know our guests and they start to hear the different stories of, you know, what has brought them into their situations, our volunteers feel privileged and honored, and they feel blessed, as Don said, to use his words, to be able to have an opportunity to help their fellow human beings. Ray commented that, you know, there's all kinds of backstories of why people have come into these situations. I don't think I've ever met somebody who said, "Why, I hope to be homeless someday. That would be great if I could end up in a warming center or end up in a homeless shelter at Salvation Army." Even though they're comfortable and welcoming places to be, nobody aspires to that. There's something that happens. A loss of a job, illness, mental health issues, whatever they may be.
Well, we met Harry, who spends time at your center. He's in his 80s. He should be in his golden years. He should be in Florida or Phoenix, or he shouldn't be spending his evenings at a warming center.
I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And Melinda, you were nodding your head in agreement, if you could add to that.
I just completely agree with everything that Brian is saying. Most people, you know, they don't expect to end up there. They have no desire to end up in a situation like this, and they try their hardest to get out of it, and there aren't very many opportunities for them to do so.
Ray, thanks again for the phone call. Patty Cahill, I'm going to play a short tape in a second about the point in time count, but I'm wondering if you could share with us what that is and how it works in Stevens Point.
Sure. So rapid rehousing funding through the government dictates that a point-in-time study is done in counties that are receiving funds. And so what happens is that every month there is a sheltered count that is conducted. It's always conducted on a particular day. Ours is the last Wednesday of every month. And then in addition to that, there's what's called an unsheltered count that is done twice a year, and one is actually done next month, or this month. We're in January. January 29th will be our physical unsheltered point-in-time count, and that point-in-time is to take kind of a snapshot picture each month. Again, 10 of the months out of the year we're looking at sheltered folks.
And this is actually people who go out onto the streets and try to do a physical count of the homeless people in the community, correct?
Twice a year we do that. We do that in January, and then we do it also in the summer. And that those are the unsheltered. So,
How many people turned up in Stevens Point?
I don't have the full detail. I do know that I talked to some of the folks that did the point in time physical last.
Give me a rough idea.
Winter, and they did find, you know, a couple of people that were in the winter not sheltered. So I don't have the exact numbers. I do know our sheltered numbers, because those were just done on December 25th, and we'll do the point in time unsheltered number, where we go out and actually try to find if there are any folks that are homeless and unsheltered. So we'll go to the, you know, places where we know in the past people have stayed, parks, the trains.
Let's listen to this story that I sure. produced. It was actually in February of this past year, February of 2013, following the point-in-time count, which brought out volunteers looking for homeless people in the Wausau area in sub-zero temperatures. More than 30 volunteers combed the streets and parks of Wausau for the federally mandated point-in-time count to get a handle on how many people were living without shelter on one night in the middle of winter. Pam Anderson, Vice President of Community Affairs for the local U.S. Bank office, was out with one of the search teams with a wind chill at 8 below zero.
Just to see and feel what it was like to be out on a cold, windy, snowy day, and walking around and even looking for opportunities to find warm, sheltered places to live.
The evening began at a community dinner for Wausau's homeless people. Jeff Sargent, the executive director of the North Central Community Action Program, remembers talking to one man.
And I said, so you're going to be all right tonight? And he said, yep, I have a spot. I'll be totally comfortable and cozy. And he said, and if any of the teams come upon me, I'm just going to kind of wave and say, I'm good.
Sergeant says one of the search teams found the man later that night.
They found a man in a snow cave under one of the local bridges that he had, in essence, created kind of a little cave for himself. And as they were approaching him, he waved his hand out, and he just said, I'm good. I'm good.
North Central Community Action is compiling the figures from the homeless search. Jeff Sargent says the Wausau numbers will be added to the point-in-time counts from other Wisconsin communities and then forwarded to federal authorities. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.
And that story again, early in February of 2013, Brian Hiltz, the thought of a man living in an igloo under a bridge in Wausau in these conditions, it's just it's stunning.
It is, and at the time of that point in time count, there, the warming center in Wausau wasn't open, so I don't know what the circumstances were for him, why he was under the bridge, but he certainly would have an opportunity today, tonight, to come to the warming center in Wausau. And the United Way of Marathon County's Housing and Homelessness Coalition has also put together a project in conjunction with the point in time called Point in Time Count, and that project is called Project Connect. And that is an opportunity for the following morning on January 30th for people in our area to come to the First United Methodist Church and have a breakfast and meet with many of the different service providers in the area, including Salvation Army and the United Way's 211, Judicare, Catholic Charities, and other organizations.
What date is that again?
That is January 30th from 7:30 to 11 at the First United Methodist Church at the corner of 3rd and Fulton here in Wausau.
And Melinda Tripp, your thoughts of a person living in an igloo under a bridge in Wausau?
To be honest, it disturbs me because I just feel like if we had more awareness and more, more opportunities for these people, it breaks my heart. And in days like we've had this week, I go home to my nice warm house and I think about all these people that are out there that are not in their nice warm house. And am I going to have people that I see on a regular basis come through the doors of the Salvation Army that aren't going to show up tomorrow because they froze to death? That kind of stuff keeps me awake at night.
I'm Glenn Moberg. You're listening to Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Our guests, Lieutenant Melinda Tripp of the Salvation Army, Brian Hiltz of Catholic Charities, and Patty Cahill of the Portage County United Way. 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation. That's 1-800-780-9742.
The place that I lived in was on a street that happened to be one of the dead-end streets, where there was nothing to block the wind, the elements, nothing to buffer them for me, to keep them from knocking my bed down, Jim. They say this is a big, rich town, but I live in the poorest part. I know I'm on a dead-end street in a city without a heart.
Where's the promise from sea to shining sea? Where's the promise from sea to shining sea? Wherever this flag is flown, wherever this flag is flown.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We're talking about the problem of homelessness in north central Wisconsin. Into our last few minutes of the show with Brian Hiltz, deacon at Catholic Charities in Wausau, Lieutenant Melinda Tripp of the Salvation Army of Wausau, and also Patty Cahill, the Director of Community Impact in Portage County. 50 years ago this week, President Lyndon Johnson declared war on poverty in America, yet we still have poor people. Patty Cahill, why is that?
Oh, wow. That's a big one, Glenn. Again, there's not an easy answer to that, I don't think. I do think what's important, though, is that I think the faces of poverty have changed. And, you know, we know that there are an awful lot, way too many children living in poverty. We also know that elderly women are one of the fastest growing demographics of people living in poverty. So I think, you know, the issue of poverty remains, but it's changed and might require some different ways to look at things because of some of the changes that have occurred with the face of poverty.
And Deacon Brian Hiltz, Pope Francis has made poverty and the problem of income inequality a focal point of his ministry. These were core messages of Jesus Christ, were they not?
Absolutely. We are the hands and feet of Jesus Christ here to serve our brothers and sisters in Christ. And the Warming Center in Wausau is just one simple example of that right here in our own community.
Right-wing talk show host Rush Limbaugh says the Pope is preaching Marxism, which is an atheistic, materialistic philosophy. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think a lot of what we see in the media, commentary and reflections on Pope Francis's writings and interviews are often taken out of context and not fully understood.
You are in dire need of volunteers, as I know the Salvation Army is. I'm going to give you an opportunity here in our last few minutes to do a commercial for yourself.
Well, I appreciate that, Glenn. Yeah, at the Wausau Warming Center, we have one employee who coordinates the whole operation, Diane, and she does great work, works very hard, lots of extra hours. I'm really grateful for all that she does. We're specifically looking for volunteers to help us in the Warming Center overnight. 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. Sometimes people have to leave a little earlier than that to get to work, and so we also have a 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. shift. Most of that is just monitoring in case any of our guests need any assistance, and then in the early morning shift, we would provide them with breakfast and reunite them with their personal belongings that we had secured for them. And then we can always use help in our office, you know, helping us with mailings, just answering the phones, and that type of work.
And that number again is 715-849-3311. That's 849-3311. Lieutenant Melinda Tripp, you are in need of volunteers too?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, you've got 30 seconds.
Okay. Our largest need for volunteers would be for our pantry right now. And in our pantry, for donation-wise, we especially need portable foods for the people that are homeless, because we can give them a can of soup, but if it freezes or they don't have a can opener or a way to heat it up, then it's no good to them.
And the phone number for your organization is 845-4272. That's 715-845-4272. And we do have all of those websites and phone numbers now on our Route 51 Facebook page. Patty Cahill, we're down to our last few seconds here in Portage County. Where can people go for help?
So the best place, you know, if you have questions about help, call 211. The other place that you can call is Emergency Services, and that number is 715-344-7438. You can always call Public Health as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We want to thank today's guests, Deacon Brian Hiltz of Catholic Charities of Wausau, Lieutenant Melinda Tripp of the Salvation Army of Wausau, and Patty Cahill, Director of Community Impact for the United Way of Portage County. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, and our on-air producer, Jane Ritger.
Make me down, pat it on your floor. Make me down. Make me a pat it down, soft and low. Make me a pat it on your floor.
Special music today by Green Day, Bobby Bear, Woody Guthrie, Lou Rawls, Bruce Springsteen, and Mississippi John Hurt. You can find out more about Catholic Charities at ccclse.org. You can find out more about the Salvation Army at sawausau, that's sawausau.org. And you can find out more about the United Way of Portage County at unitedwaypoco.org.
I'm going up the country, wide and cold, sleet and snow. No telling how much further I may go. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down, soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor.
If you missed some of this broadcast, a reminder that Route 51 is repeated in its entirety every Friday evening at 7 on 90.9 FM Wausau and can be downloaded at wpr.org/route51. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. Until next week, we're heading out of town.
Death make me down. Make me down. Make me a patty.